Chapter 3. Begging Your Boss to Untie Your Hands. UN Commander Romeo Dallaire warned of the coming genocide in Rwanda, but nobody listened. State-sponsored genocide in Cambodia, Germany, and Rwanda are among the great catastrophes of the 20th century. Thousands of public officials and their agents sent hundreds of thousands of citizens to their death, often in the most barbaric fashions imaginable. Their killing machines rolled through cities and across countrysides in merciless elimination of entire communities. In the case of Rwanda, one man had stood in the way, seeing what was coming before it occurred, begging for assistance before it was too late. He beseeched his superiors to give him troops, arms, and a mandate to prevent the killing. Once it began, he repeatedly pleaded for assistance to stop it before it engulfed the country. He was in a position to prevent one of the defining disasters of our era, and later to stop it before it ran its full course, yet nobody above him listened to his pleas. Had his superiors heeded his calls, had he caught their attention, they might have prevented the decimation of a nation. Rarely does upward leadership have as much potential for making a difference as in Rwanda in 1994. Seldom has one person's failed effort to convince his superiors of a pending disaster had such terrible consequences. Rarely has the failure of those above to accept an upward effort from below had more catastrophic results. A single date in the Rwandan conflict captured much of what might have been done by the way of upward leadership. On January 11, 1994, less than 3 months after arriving in Rwanda as force commander of the United Nations peacekeeping operation, 47-year-old Canadian Brigadier General Romeo A. Dallaire cabled his superiors at UN headquarters in New York. Labeled Most Immediate, Dallaire's message was addressed to Major General Maurice Barile, a fellow Canadian and friend, who was serving as military advisor to Boutros Boutros-Ghali, the Secretary General of the UN. In it, Dallaire explained that he had made contact with a Rwandan informant involved at the highest level in training Hutu militias, paramilitary groups apparently organized with the blessings of the Hutu-dominated government of President Juvenal Habyarimana. The subject of the meeting, Dallaire explained,